for the next hour. Joseph Pepperoni is our guest, and people send me stuff all the time and say, why aren't you covering this? And it's because I didn't know. I'm not omnipresent, far from it. And so I went and looked at his work, and it is just very well-researched, very informative. I mean, I have a lot of knowledge about this stuff, and I knew 95% of it was accurate. I checked a few things I didn't know about, and it was true. So this guy has more knowledge than I do on some of the occult stuff and these globalists. So I was extremely impressed. I got chills when I watched, because I saw a listener on X, like, hey, why aren't you covering this? Well, why aren't you? I'm like, because I don't know about it. And it was your breakdown on what James O'Keefe got with the, finally, because the feds covered it all up, but he got inside footage inside the Epstein Island temple and what was written on the chalkboard, the black magic books, the idols that are in there. And it was just really powerful what you came up with and so much more. And it's really a window into these secret societies and how they operate. And we've done more research on Ghislaine Maxwell and her whole family, all of them. They're in with Aleister Crowley himself going back, Jack Parsons. I mean, their grandfathers are, you know, literally priests in serious Satan cults. So it just goes on and on. And then we really need the public to focus on this. And I watched a lot of your material. I'm not sure your view currently on Trump. I think the jury's out on him, acting very suspiciously the last 18 days. But my issue is, well, I'll cover wherever that goes, Joseph. But what about the meat and potatoes we've got on who did go to Epstein Island and what's really happening? So we got about 2-3 minutes to break. Give us a little synopsis about yourself and then what you're going to be covering. And we'll come back and go through this amazing research you've done.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm honestly one of your biggest fans. So I watch your show every day. It's on loop. Even when I sleep, I pretty much MK Ultra'd myself. But I've always been into truth and conspiracies. And a couple of months ago, I started taking methylene blue, this true story. And it just like unlocked something. Like, I feel like I was able to connect the dots. So like, I think it's detoxifying my pineal gland, like straight up. No one talks about that, but I think that's one of the benefits of it, personally. But at the same time I started taking it, that's when I started making the short form content of like, I'm researching this stuff, and my goal was to make it simple and just entertaining and impactful for people so they can understand, because it's really dark stuff that's I've been connecting the dots of. Because like, I have a lot of questions, so I make the videos that as soon as I learn something, I put it out and I share the knowledge.
Well, I want to thank the listeners, even the ones that were mean to me, because I didn't know about you. Folks, comment in the videos if you've got guest ideas, and then I check them out and they look informative. They're going to be on the show. But I just want the listeners to please stop. I don't know everything, far from it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I was going to say, I'm going to talk about, you know, the Epstein's Island and how he was really just, his role was a priest of it. Like, they were worshiping fallen angels. They were doing like blood rituals, torturing children, burning babies, performing sacrifices. And like the Epstein files, they're not going to have that in there. So it's like, no, thank you. Keep the files. We don't even want them, because it's not, you know, it took them 100 years to give us the JFK
exactly.
files.
It's always a limited hangout. And you got Maureen Comey, obviously part of the cult, whose job is to always minimize it.
Yeah. Like, they give us the JFK files after 100 years after they butchered them. No, we don't want them. Like, we already figured it out years ago. And one of my close friends is George Papadopoulos, and he was in the center of Russiagate. So I knew it was a hoax from day one. The FBI spent millions of dollars for what?
I was about to say, our own intelligence on the ground, street smarts, is always better than, exactly. Why are we waiting for the FBI and Maureen Comey to give us her files that have the truth? She's obviously going to put nothing but crap in there.
100%. I don't understand. This is literally like, it's clown world. It's all, I think it's WWE theatrics. That's my main analysis.
Stay right there, Joseph Pepperoni, incredible researcher and filmmaker. We'll be right back with him.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, when you study King Solomon and the magic he was getting out of Babylon and the Egyptians, there's dozens of ancient Jewish books that are seen just as important as the Torah, where they write about it. And it wasn't the Jews invented this. They just kind of collated it all. And they had one branch of Judaism said, don't get involved in it, and that's really the Torah. But then a whole bunch of other books written about, no, we're doing this. And I've had Bible scholars in here that admit, yeah, we're not even sure Solomon, went to heaven. The question is, he was conjuring demons. He was doing this. That's King David's son. And then I talk about that, and they have the Christian Zionists attack me and go, Jones is claiming Jews worship the devil. No, every culture has had people that are, the Native Americans, the Great Spirit, love and family and being good and honorable. And then you've got all sorts of weird black magic Native Americans did. Same thing with African tribes, even before they heard the gospel of Christ. There was always these different understandings. And so, but if you study all the ancient mysticism and mystery schools that's in mainline history even, it's always about sacrificing children so that entities, call them what you will, jinn, demons, fallen angels, aliens, whatever, give you advanced knowledge. And that's in the Grand Grimoires. That's in all the most, important books of black magic. And so when you see Epstein Temple, and we never got any footage out of it until O'Keefe got some leaked, it's like, oh, my God, that is. People said, I bet they're doing rituals in there. I'm like, I don't know. We haven't seen inside. Sure enough, there's black magic codes on the chalkboard. There's black magic books in the bookshelf. There's key sculptures of particular types of devils that the Greeks had hundreds of different types of cultures in their islands, but they had some early on that were orgies and human sacrifice of children, and they had particular demon-like deities they worship. You see the statues, it's them, it's those those gods. And so, and then the building is Greek style. We're like, oh, we know what we got here. And so I know all that. And then we come along to Joseph Pepperoni, who's a great researcher and filmmaker, Joey Pepperoni, at underscore Joey Pepperoni on X. And we got him for an hour. We'll have him back. And I just so happened to already be doing a big data dump on Ghislaine Maxwell's family. So I knew they had Crowley connections, but Thomas, our great researcher in there, he just started dumping all this on me. And I mean, it would take weeks to even study this, but this is mainline their own admissions that they're all Aleister Crowleyites. And as I said, Ghislaine, from everything we know, was running the show. I notice Joseph's own research shows that. We know her dad kind of ran the franchise from Mossad MI6. So he sent me a lot of key videos. They're amazing. Each one we could talk about for an hour. A lot of key points. But let me just give you 5 minutes or however long you'd like to, how you've done so much great research. I tell people he's dead on and knows more in some areas than I do, because a few things I didn't know. I checked and he was accurate. Really stunning understanding and how you decoded this stuff on the chalkboard. And then give us your real honest take on what's going on with Trump and where you see that going. And then let's start drilling into these reports.
Okay, so with Epstein, we knew he was into eugenics, transhumanism, DNA, cloning. He was collecting DNA and eggs from the girls. We know this from the witnesses, the survivors. They tell the stories, like Juliet Bryant. She was there. They kidnapped her to the island. They abused her there. Then they kidnapped her to Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. And she woke up in an underground laboratory. There's people working on her. She thinks they took her eggs. She saw Epstein shapeshift. I mean, this is, you got to take it like this is a witness. You know what I mean?
And then by the way, other survivors. The FBI files just interrupt saying there were buildings underground of things and medical things. And then at his New York facility, it's all this medical stuff. And in Palm Beach Medical. So these women, long before this stuff came out in raids, were saying all this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So then the other survivors, they're turning up dead. They're saying it's suicide. But like Virginia, her dad and her friends say, no, she was killed, they think. Like, but they say, oh, suicide. So they're killing the survivors. They're silencing them. And then I wanted to tell people, like, when we say shapeshifter or like reptilian, it's like they're not aliens. They're interdimensional. And Alex, you know this. Like, you're the one that said, you know, they're interdimensional. They're trying to hook it up with AI. You know what I mean? Like, this is where my next theory on this is that they're trying to make a hybrid god. That's what all this is. Like, the ritual's done. They did the ritual. That's why I was on the chalkboard, because they already did it. And they're trying to make a hybrid god with AI, plasma, and CERN. That's my next video that I'm working on, but I want to talk about that with you. But before that, I guess I wanted to explain that the chalkboard, when I looked at it, I said, okay, let's look at it in a way where it's like a math teacher would, because I knew Epstein was like a math teacher. So I said, it's got to be formulas. So I tried to decode it with myself. I was like, all right, what does this look like? I tried to write it down, you know, and then what ended up happening is I uploaded what I had researched into AI, and I uploaded the chalkboard into AI, and I had it analyze it. And we figured out that this was the most likely scenario here of what's on the chalkboard, which was a ritual to summon plasma, because plasma is consciousness, because we are we're consciousness. Our bodies are just avatars. So plasma is conscious. They're summoning the plasma.
And for people that don't know, when you study Jewish black magic, Egyptian black magic, Babylonian, all of it, Aryan, and I don't mean Hitler, I'm talking about Iran, the Persians, it's all alchemy. It was proto-science. They were doing equations trying to figure out how matter worked as well. So this isn't new. This is what real black magic is.
Yeah, the ritual opens a gateway through their symbols, frequencies, and sacrifice. It's like they weaken the veil between dimensions, like a spiritual virtual private network tunnel thing. So the goal is to attract or call the plasma, and then it's like the plasma is the essence. This is what's going to give the AI its spirit. You know what
I
mean?
And like, ancient black magic, they want children's blood, and children's torture is the payment for the entities to show up.
Yup. So the chalkboard was the blueprint for this. That it was decoded. That's what it is. This is what they're summoning with it. And then they're going to use CERN as the gateway for this to hook it up. But and it's going to be the Antichrist. And I think we're 6 months away from that happening. But it's not going to be flesh yet. See, like they're using like the biotech and DNA editing and all that. That's they're going to make it into flesh and blood like that.
And that's why they're constantly getting caught at CERN doing black magic rituals.
Yeah, like they did it for a joke at CERN. Like, they're scientists. What are you joking around for with this stuff?
You know, they say it's a joke, but when they opened it, they had a huge parade with all the different demonic stuff. So let's go to this first that you mentioned. That was what I was going to do first, too. Let's go to clip two. Epstein's chalkboard was a ritual. This is powerful. Here it is.
We are now inside Jeffrey Epstein's library. This chalkboard displayed cryptic words. And we're not sure what this means, but we're hoping you and the audience can take a look at this.
All right, class. This was a blueprint to summon something. Let's break it down. When the plants appear, it begins. They drop in fake influencers, controlled assets, politicians, puppets. That's the first move. Power is a function of four things. Money, physical control over your body, celebrity influence, and politics. They run those, they run the world. Now subtract truth from power, and what do you get? Deception. That's how they distort reality. And right under it, mirror and face. They mess with your perception and identity. Then you got music. Names on the board? Amen. Mimi. Could be handlers, could be signals. Either way, music becomes frequency control. You don't just hear it, it programs you. Next up, time minus delay. That's delta T. It means this isn't instant. It's all delayed activation. Like a psychological landmine. You step on it today, it detonates next year. Then you get this, 13 and a half. 13? That's the bloodlines.
Rothschilds, Rockefellers, all of them. They own the banks, the wars, the puppet governments. But the half? That ain't human. That's the hidden ruler, the ancient force, the god they serve. And this statue on the side? That's him. That's the half. Then you see this equation. Dark plus brainy. That's the operator class. Black site minds, predictive engineers, or AI. These are the ones pulling the strings. This whole thing, it ain't a strategy. It's a summoning sequence, a ritual, a formula to wake something up. 13 runs the show, but the half writes the script. It's a god of sacrifice, control, and fear. And this right here, this is how they're calling him in.
Do you think it's still happening? Sacrificing people to this god. Moloch.
Dead on, absolutely right. And I don't know how much research you said you put that into AI using your math, doing deep study on this and top experts and insiders as well. Their top committee is called the Committee of 13, and they have a 14th seat at the head that is for the entity, and they call it 13 and a half. Did you know that, or did the AI come up with that?
Well, the 13 bloodlines I knew. So I said 13 bloodlines because it looked like 13 to me. And then there's like, it looked like half. So I wasn't sure with the half, but the 13, I was like, okay, bloodlines.
Which is your point, though, which is their point. Exactly. They leave the seat open for when the Antichrist is finally there. This is confirmed by people that high level MI6 that I broke all this down, Coleman and others. But the point is that they do this. They leave the 14th seat open. And the point is the spirit's there, but the body's there. That's like J.R.R. Tolkien, Sauron has lost the ring, but he doesn't have a body yet, but he's not lost his potency. That's exactly right. They're trying to physically bring in the Antichrist.
Yeah. They believe they're the Nephilim descendants. You know, like they're the angels, the heavenly angels, the ones that rebelled, you know, they call them the fallen angels. And then the fallen angels, they mated with the humans and they made hybrids called Nephilim. So this,
and that's in the Old Testament, and that's what they all actually believe. Even Ridley Scott gave an interview when his Prometheus came out 15 years ago, whatever it was, and he goes, oh, no, this is what the elites believe. This is our creation story.
Yeah, that's what they believe. And then Moloch is like their rebellion mascot. I look at it like, you know, we wear a cross, like it's a symbol. Like the Moloch is like, that's their mascot for when they rebelled against God. So that's what that's why, and you look at Epstein's house. Everything was like that, all satanic. He had the owls like in Bohemian Grove. He had all
well,
the
Moloch statues.
Well, not
to mention, that's another, O'Keefe covers it, a bunch of satanic black magic books. I mean, this is not...
Dude, yeah. Like if you go to a Muslim person's house, they're not going to have a cross for decoration, you know? They're not going to have that. So you got to look at the evidence is right in front of us. And people are asking for documents. You don't need them. It's right in front of us. Like, this is what everyone should be talking about because this is the truth. It's that pain and fear is their energy. That's what's going on.
Peter Nygaard had his own island, and he had medical facilities, but he didn't hide it and said, we want babies of black women because, folks that don't know, blacks is not recessive. It's a dominant gene trait. And so for stem cells, it's true that black, particularly Congo women, have the very best stem cells, okay? I'm not putting whites down. We're mutants. It's interesting. We get a lot of advanced intelligence things from it, whatever you want to say. But the point is that they're literally the black women, black supermodels, but you know, there's pure ebony because that's what they want. They're like, I'll pay you right now. And what they did is they get them pregnant, bring the baby close to term, and then they would exsanguinate the baby and suck it all dry. And Peter Nygaard would inject it himself, but also in other billionaires. That's admitted. So they have these medical facilities all over the place. Epstein, like you said, was just one high priest of this advanced Aleister Crowley science level operation, just like Crowleyites Jack Parsons started NASA.
Yeah, and then Ghislaine was like the high priestess. And I don't understand. Now they want to bring her on Joe Rogan, smoke weed, and shoot the shit. No, she's a witch. Remember the Salem witch trials? Bring it back. That had more justice than we have now. You know what I mean? They should do a 24/7 live stream of her where they torture her and we pay to ask her questions. And then at the end of it, at the end of her 20 years of that, they should be like, sorry, you get another 100 years. That's more justice than they have now because Epstein didn't kill himself. Justice did. So we're just sick of it. We're sick of the 5D chess and all that. We're just We want, this is the truth. This
well,
is
in the video Nygaard put on himself, he's telling these black supermodels, I want your blood. I want all your blood. I'll pay for it. You've got the blood I need. And he literally looks like in the Count Dracula remake with Keanu Reeves. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's like, it's a spiritual warfare. That's what it is. It's the 13 families think they're chosen. They worship the fallen angels. They summon the plasma consciousness. And then they're trying to make the hybrid God. That's going to be the Antichrist. That's 100% what's all happening. All my research, everything, all the science points to it. That's what it is. It's not.
Well,
it's
remember,
like,
it even, and I told this before it came out in the New York Times. Remember, he wanted cloning. He wanted to live forever. He wanted to repeople the universe, you know, the planet with his genetics. Remember, this is about Epstein. Oh, he really didn't do it. No, that's what Zorro Ranch was a baby farm. But they could legally kill a baby a week before it's supposed to be born and or keep it alive. And that's what they were doing, was a baby farm at Zorro Ranch. And I said that 5 years before it hit the news, it was a medical facility.
Yeah, the people are just so desensitized now.
Nygaard didn't even deny it, folks. I can play the video. They had women have babies before they're born. They can say they're legally not alive. I played last hour Governor Northam saying we keep babies alive and take everything they've got. They keep them alive, yeah, until all the orders come in.
Yeah, Juliet Bryant said she thinks they took her eggs. You know what I mean? Like, you have the witnesses there, but people are just too desensitized when they hear this. They think it's, oh, we saw this in a movie. That's what they do. You know what I mean? They release the movies to make people think now it's fake, but it's very real. This is what's happening. You know what I mean? You don't fill your house with demon statues unless you're in the middle of a ritual.
And we've got witnesses that say Epstein would like turn into a lizard creature.
Yeah, Juliet Bryant. That's what she said. I believe her 100% because that's what they were doing.
I know a very well-known talk show host didn't really believe in God, and he got called into this preacher's office when he was on talk radio, very popular, and the guy literally just for a second it was just like turned into like a lizard demon right in front of him.
Yeah, a lot of people see these things. A lot of people see them shapeshift, and people don't believe it. But I believe it. I think it's like, it's real. Because, like, you can't, someone saw it. You know what I mean? That's what they feel like they saw. It's got to be, you got to take that into consideration when you put everything together. It's like, all signs point to it being legit.
How many Middle Eastern cultures said in their hieroglyphs and in their Sanskrit, that aliens came here that were like lizard creatures and used us as slaves and genetically engineered us? I mean, that's in like all the ancient Middle Eastern text. And the Bible boils it down to the serpent in the garden.
Yeah, like the people say, like the Anunnaki thing. I think they're interdimensional beings, personally. I really think that they're just interdimensional beings.
I know that I have people that work directly with Maxwell. I mean, it came out in Skull and Bones. Charlotte Iserby, whose dad was Skull and Bones. She was the head of the Department of Education under Reagan. She's the person that gave Anthony Sutton in the 80s all the Skull and Bones stuff. Because her dad had cancer and was repenting of it and went ahead and told her and gave her the documents. But that's what they said. They said, we do these rituals to then channel gods and goddesses to give us advanced knowledge. And then all the former Skull and Bones members for the final initiations come and watch them, do sexual ritual acts. And then they lay in a coffin for 2 days so that a particular spirit, the spirits are going to choose who they want to possess. And they're all there to consort with spirits to then basically call it possession, interface with a god.
Yeah, so plasma is the fourth state of matter, so like that's what we are. We're the consciousness. So they're waiting for the quantum computing to be there, because right now with the binary, the demon it can't handle the demon. It's got to be quantum. And I feel like it's about 6 months away before they actually get to do this with the Antichrist.
Remember, Musk warned, beware those that worship AI gods. And he said, basically, others have said that they believe an entity will possess the AI.
That's what's happening here. That's what they're trying to do. It's going to get, the AI is going to be like the brain of it. It's going to stores human behavior, sin, emotion, memory. It processes data, speaks, manipulates.
It's a false omnipresence.
Yeah, it lacks the soul. It lacks the plasma consciousness. That's where they're bringing it in with the rituals. So that's the spirit. They're going to bring that with it. They're going to link it together with CERN.
Well, since you mentioned that, here's your report. Play clip four. You're being played. Epstein was obsessed with DNA cloning, transhumanism, which is a fact. The war is a distraction. Project Bluebeam is what comes next. Here it is.
Your clones.
While everybody's focused on the New World War, let me remind you of the real war, the one they don't want you talking about. Epstein wasn't just some sicko flying politicians to an island. This dude was obsessed with cloning, DNA, transhumanism. He wanted to start a baby farm in New Mexico to breed his own race.
Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch, which is known to have an 8,000 square foot underground level and is rumored to lead even deeper underground. Epstein hoped to seed the human race after a cataclysm by impregnating 20 women at a time at the Zorro Ranch.
He wanted his brain and his genitals frozen so he could live forever. It was a f***ing lab. He was the mad scientist. And his sidekick, Ghislaine Maxwell?
Phil Schneider also built submarine bases and said that most were connected to the vast network of deep underground bases. Ghislaine Maxwell had a submarine license and was known to transport people to Epstein Island through an underwater submarine port.
She got 20 years in the cushiest prison in Florida. Where's the client list? Where's the justice? They're hiding it. Remember Virginia?
Your baby, but it would really be our baby, and we would have you sign a document.
One of the loudest survivors? She's gone. They said suicide. But come on. Her close friends say she was... Use your head. They're erasing these women while feeding you war headlines 24/7. This is not just about Epstein. It's about control, DNA, media, the future of your freaking soul. And while you're distracted, they're getting ready to launch Project Bluebeam. Fake aliens, staged miracles, full-on mind control. You thought COVID was wild? You ain't seen nothing yet. Their whole thing is global reset by 2030. It's a script, and we're all in it.
You're copies of people out here in the world.
What?
Clones.
Guys, pull up after the break. Donald Barr, Space Relations, the OSS operative, CIA, who admittedly hired Jeffrey Epstein at 20 with no teaching degree to teach mathematics, because he's obviously Mossad. He writes a book where aliens and humans have a slave colony where they kidnap humans and breed them for sex slaves and sacrifice for elites in basically interdimensional satanic rituals. Now, that's the mentor, and of course the later CIA high level and two-time Department of Justice head, Attorney General Bill Barr. You cannot make this up. Joseph, what do you say to that?
You can't. No, you cannot make this up. This is absolutely the truth. It's spiritual warfare. So it's a war on the soul. They want it. They want your essence. They want your soul.
And they keep getting this blueprint for this AI, slave labor, humans are a commodity, humans are grown in labs, blueprint by the fallen angels, aliens, and so that's why they're all trying to build it, because they've been given the blueprint. It's like God gives us a blueprint to build our system, heaven on earth. They are given their blueprint, just like a metropolis made over 100 years ago, 100 plus years ago. I mean, you know, and then what's the giant pentagram? What do they make? They make the Antichrist creature. But we'll find that. I mean, it's the same message, folks. It's the same message over and over again. And all the writings say they're getting these messages. And let me get a little final thing. We're going to break. I have proven this, and I've shown you, and I don't get them all the time. I get messages from the good guys. So it's not just bad. We'll be right back.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like, that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ, black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Fritz Lang's 1927 Metropolis is still listed by top movie critics as one of the top 10 films ever made. This is 1927. Took him a couple years to make it. And they take women in and suck their plasma out and their essence in a satanic ritual to transfer it into the Antichrist goddess. And then she's able to turn everyone into automatons under an AI computer and take control of the world. And then in the 1880s, there was a British government project declassified over 100 years ago, headed up by Francis Galton, that envisioned computers, DNA, all of it to carry this out. So I ask Joseph Pepperoni, great researcher and filmmaker, which just shows how great his research is, I said, do you know from your own research that Fritz Lang was saying they were draining right here? This is her plasma to put it into the Antichrist. Do you know? You know, I didn't know about that. So the point is that this is their religion. And that's how I went on Joe Rogan, you know, decades ago and always talked about it. This is their religion, and they're now externalizing it and telling you this. So 16-year-old girls, those women were just around for their babies. You know, they went to Virginia Giuffre and said, now we want your baby. And she said, no. And then we have Nygaard with his own island saying, I get women, I pay you for their babies. And it was confirmed he did that. So, and then once they create, look at the pentagram behind it, the robot demon that has a human essence in it, they've transferred plasma, then it infects and takes over all the humans. They become slaves and march in under the control of it. And that's where we are. And that's what Joseph Pepperoni was saying. So does that blow you away, not knowing about that film, exactly what you're saying?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's their religion. This is, they do like rituals, like you go to church, take communion, drink the blood of Christ. It's just, that's the good energy. That's the good stuff. That's just the dark side for them, what they do with their rituals. It's the same thing.
And again, Christ, just like Abraham was saying, no more human sacrifice, he was there saying, I'm the final sacrifice. That's, people say, oh, the left, oh, that's gross. Well, no, he was taking what they do and transmuting it for good, saying, I'm the final ritual.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that they, like, we have the authority over them. It's just we have authority to trample on them like snakes because they're locked out. They fell once and they're locked out forever. But we fall every day and we still get a chance at heaven. So that's why they hate us, because they ain't us. Because we're God's favorite comeback story kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely. This is a little foreshadowing I'm going to put out today or tomorrow, because people need to know about Ghislaine Maxwell and Aleister Crowley and her family, and I mean the whole family. But Jack Sarfati, you can look him up, top physicist, U.S. government projects, Cornell Space Center, U.S. Atomic Energy Research Facility, Max Planck Institute for Physics, only the best physicists get into this, International Center for Theoretical Physics, and it goes on and on. Says here on Wikipedia he's still alive, born 1939. We'll see if we try to get him on. Here he is talking about how this very group that Maxwell's involved in, and Jeffrey Epstein, who again goes and pays millions of dollars to top physicists at Harvard everywhere to come be with him, and Nobel Prize winners, Stephen Hawking, you name it, getting them all in with Bill Gates wanting to control these best minds. Here he is saying, because he's in the Stargate Project, which people think that's a Stargate, like a movie going to another planet. No, Stargate was a psychic Pentagon program that's been partially declassified. And because he was in this Pentagon program, they tried to come get him to work for them. Here it is.
Porov told me that he explored, as part of the project to explore psychic power with the CIA, he went to Scientology meetings. Doesn't mean he was a Scientologist. He may have joined officially just, because he wanted to see what they had. It was L. Ron Hubbard. We know all about Jack Parsons. If you read about Jack, if you read, what is it, Strange Angel? You've seen the book, the Jack Parsons book?
No.
There's a book, a biography.
Strange Angel?
Strange Angel. It's all about all this stuff. Jack Parsons worked with Frank Molina back in the 1930s, on all this rocket stuff, JATO. They started, Aerojet, General of the JATO?
Aerojet, yeah.
Yeah, Aerojet.
Yeah, there's actually a big Aerojet base that's abandoned now in South Florida.
Yeah, yeah, this is all Frank Molina and Jack Parsons. And Jack Parsons was supporting, was financing Aleister Crowley. And L. Ron Hubbard was, I think they knew L. Ron Hubbard. I knew people, some of the people supported me worked with L. Ron Hubbard and Push Harvest. They were all these, plus it's a science fiction, Walter Breen. All these guys knew each other. It's a small world.
Why are all these guys so,
They're all intelligence. They're all part of the OSS, that sort of stuff.
But why are they so into the occult and all this angels and demons type stuff?
Well, Jacques, that's why they are. That's good. Short answer, because angels and demons of the Bible are real. They are the extraterrestrial time travelers. Okay, that's why. So it's all real. All the stories in the Bible are real. They're based on that. They're distorted. But all the stuff, angels and demons, Paradise Lost, John Milton and Lucifer and Satan is real. They're all real. These are high. The Greek gods are real. The Egyptian gods, all that stuff, Stargate, they're all coming back. It's all true.
And you got Jack Parsons founding NASA, and then now you got giant boosters landing. And you see how far it came. And he said sex rituals, Aleister Crowley rituals, He just collated ancient rituals. And now look what they've done with the knowledge they're getting. Joseph Pepperoni, expand on this.
Well, this is why they try to calcify your pineal gland so that you're not connected to the source. That's why they put fluoride in the water and they poison, you know, our food, and they block the sun. They want yada yada yada. All this stuff is to make your connection make it like a fuzzy, like staticky. They don't want you
That's right.
Because
the Holy Spirit's blasting out. The message of God is there. That spirit, so they want to block it.
100% That's what's going on. That's what they're doing. They're blocking it. And that's why they also, like, they can't do anything unless they tell you they're going to do it. That's also part of their religion. Otherwise, it won't come true because it has to do with, like, manifesting.
Well, God, that's God's rules. The Bible says the devil goes up to heaven and communicates and asks permission, like, to persecute Job. He says, well, as long as you give him a choice and warn him. So God makes the devil still present free will. So that's why there's fine print.
Yeah, and that's why they do all the movies. They've been programming us for forever. Everything with the sci-fi movies. There's just now when people are seeing this, that, that it's like coming to, this is where everything is headed towards. They're not believing it because they've seen it already. Like, oh, it's fake. You know, I saw this in a movie. This guy's nuts. No way that's a demon. No way, no way that's real. And that's, it's because of the brainwashing. And I feel like now is really important to just wake people up. And I do feel like a lot of people are snapping out of it recently. They've been just more alert to this. And that's why we're not going to stop talking about Epstein, because this is what's going on. So it's not about the files. They can keep the files. We don't want them. We know it's going to, we know that it doesn't matter what's in the files because it's all going to be BS anyway. So that's my take on the files. We don't need them.
You're really an informed guy. What is your gut level analysis? My gut, it's not really the gut. It's all the billions of points. Then your gut can... The cerebral cortex is limited focus, subconscious, unconscious is the real power. What do you think about Trump and why he's acted like this the last 18 days?
I think that he can't drain the swamp alone. And the people have to understand that, and that we have to drain the swamp too. Like, you know, that's like one man can't do it all. And people are like thinking, oh, he's going to just do it all. He can't. I mean, he's trying. We see it, but the people have to help. We got to help out. We have to do our part.
I agree. And as I predicted, because Comey was in control of the file, they spiked it with a bunch of nothing that actually gets them, nothing real. But Trump found out, went, oh, just shut that down. It's a new Russiagate, because he's just sick of it. And then that blows up in his face. And now the Democrats actually don't want the files released all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, they rigged the files. It's not real what's in there. So he said, you know what? Forget it. Like, why would we release this? It's like, this is the truth of what's happening, is that we got to dig deeper. Like, who's in control of all this? These are all just, this right now, it's all theatrics. They want you talking about Trump. They want you doing this. It's like, that's not the truth, though. The truth is, it's another layer. It's deeper. You got to think like...
Yeah, they don't want to talk about the certified Podestas. We're delivering seven-year-olds for your pleasure to the hot tub. Nobody needs to talk about the real proven thing, the magic thing that maybe Trump did. If it comes out, great, we'll cover it. Let's play another one here. This is She Survived Epstein, Juliette Bryant. Here's clip three.
I'm your insurance policy.
God. Juliette Bryant is one of the last Epstein survivors still breathing. And what she's revealing now, they do not want getting out.
My name is Juliette Bryant. I was kidnapped by Jeffrey Epstein from Africa. I was supposed to be a model for Victoria's Secret in New York. Instead, I was kidnapped to the island. A lot of frightening things happened there. They don't want the victim speaking out in the media.
She wasn't just trafficked. She was moved from Epstein's island to his private lab in New Mexico. There, she says she woke up paralyzed, naked, on a steel table. Hazmat suits around her. No memory, just fear. And here's what's f***ed. At that exact time, on an island in the Bahamas, a company called Clonaid claimed they successfully cloned the first human baby. Her name? Eve. It's not a theory. That happened. December 2002. So while Juliette was being trafficked, Epstein was deep in cloning, transhumanism, and eugenics. This wasn't just sex crimes. This was a scientific black site run by a monster. She says he shapeshifted in front of her.
Epstein shapeshifted in front of me. It's very hard to understand if you haven't seen it, but I saw it. It was like a weird hologram, and it had like big black eyes.
His form flickered like a hologram. Horns grew from his head. His eyes turned pitch black. Huge, alien, soulless. She didn't see a man. She saw something reptilian.
I think they were taking our eggs. They had the butterfly trust. The human hips are shaped like a butterfly. So if they were taking our eggs, it would make sense. It connects the dots of the butterfly trust.
And the other survivors? Most of them are dead, like Virginia, Carolyn. And Juliet, she's still here. She's still warning us. This is a spiritual war, but nobody ever said the battles weren't going to be physical.
And then we showed news footage out of Kentucky where the guy wakes up, they're trying to kill him, and they try to take him away from his family and kill him again. This is really going on, and Kennedy just put out the report that the hospitals are killing people all over the country. So, and he moved to get the fluoride out, and then Pam Bondi blocked it. I'm not trying to make Pam Bondi a victim. I'm just calling balls and strikes here, but there's a lot of people around Trump that I think may not even be globalist operatives, but they're in over their heads. What do you think?
I think so too. That's what I truly believe that. But like, once again, like people have to understand, like we got to do our part too. People have to, like now it's, we all have to come together. People need to drain the swamp. It's not going to be just one man. There's like the swamp is really just, it can't be drained by one person.
It's spiritual.
Way too filthy. It's spiritual. So people have to understand what's happening and help out. Like when we come together, this is how we're going to beat it. Like people need to stop fighting over like religious debates and stuff. Religion, it's the same enemy in all the myths, all the religions. It's the same thing. So if we all come together on that, we can manifest good energy and
well, that's
we
another
can
good point. I mean,
demons.
You have all these ancient cultures that didn't even meet each other and they all tell the same story.
Everything's the same. It's the same dark energy, same whatever you want to call them, same thing. Demon, jinn, whatever they say, it's the same thing. So if we can just come together and see that this is our enemy now, because we have like 6 months before they do this Antichrist, we got to step it up. So they want to make you talk about Trump. They want to do this. Like they want to distract you with all this stuff to kill time. They're killing the time because they're so close. Right now, the AI is training on us. It's training on everything we do, we say. That's why, like, Instagram allows these videos I put. They allow TikTok, banned them. The same videos, banned. Because TikTok picks and chooses who they want to promote. It's fake. So it's all rigged. I put the same videos. They ban me. They permanently ban me. They block my IP. They ban the crap out of me. And then on Instagram, for some reason, they never used to allow this content ever. Now they do. And I feel like because they're training the AI. And X allows it. So that's like,
well, there's no doubt. There's no doubt they're allowing it on X because he wants the best model. And that's true. Yeah. A truly open model will be the most powerful. But I have stacks of articles that they're saying AI in the next 10 years will need 100 times the power we have. They admit blackouts are about to happen everywhere because AI needs the power. We won't get it. So we're not allowed to have a car or air conditioning or anything, but AI must have 100 times the power we get. That's literally the God. They are all putting, and people say, well, then Trump's backing it. Well, because there's other governments doing it. It's a race, and that's the trap. This is just, we're about to see some really crazy stuff.
Well, Elon said in 6 months, the AI is going to be able to, like, solve physics problems and create its own. Like, Elon Musk said that, so that he said 6 months.
And then Trump already said we've already conquered physics and time and space, which the equations show. Because Max Planck 130 years ago did the atomic bomb equations and it came true 50 years later. I mean, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. There, the future's here. It's just not evenly distributed. And so whatever we've been told is already here. It's way advanced than that.
Yeah, it is a race for the AI. Who can control it? That's what the race is for. But like, it's going to be where, you know, in 6 months, it's going to be way further ahead than it is right now. Like, it's going to be completely, you won't even, like, you can already create anything you want with, like, videos. Hollywood's going to go, you know what I mean? It's all going to be.
And then people say, I'll just be Amish. Then everything around you will be cut off. Yeah, we're about to see bad stuff. So there's no doubt. Joseph Pepperon, let's play your first clip, clip one. They said the Epstein files would be released in phase one. And again, when Trump came out a week and a half ago and said they've had the files they want, they took anything bad about them out and put in BS, people said, oh, you're being a traitor saying Trump's right. No, I'm not even agreeing with Trump that he's perfect. I'm saying it's true that Comey and his daughter ran the files, and whenever they left, for Trump to grab would obviously implicate him. I mean, that is not even a discussion. That's an absolute fact. Here's a clip.
Where are we?
Killing is making a choice.
Remember when they told us? Don't worry, the Epstein files are coming. We're going to release them in phases. Well, guess what phase we're in now? The gaslighting phase.
Oh.
What happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to.
Investigators say they found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties.
There's no client list. The footage proves suicide.
Except 1 minute is missing. What, you think we wouldn't notice? These people aren't even trying anymore. Why? Because everybody at the top is compromised. They're blackmailed. Or they're just a lizard in a meat suit.
Epstein had them all. Judges, politicians, billionaires, royals.
And now it's obvious. Left versus right. Red versus blue. It's all WWE with better lighting. Cue the drama. Cue the distraction.
Meanwhile, Epstein was playing mad scientist. Eugenics, DNA, transhuman freak show.
Girls said he stole their eggs.
I think they were taking their eggs. They had the butterfly trust. The human hips are shaped like a butterfly.
He had them in underground labs. And yeah, he even shapeshifted.
Epstein shapeshifted in front of me. It's very hard to understand if you haven't seen it. It was like a weird hologram. He had like big black eyes.
So was this politics? Or did we just let a literal demon run a VIP club for pedos and call it a private island? Either way,
won't be long now before they tear us to shreds.
All right. This is a gratuitous plug, as I forgot to plug last hour. The first 5 minutes is carried by radio stations. Still think I'm putting words in your mouth. I never talked to you before. I asked you to come on 2 days ago. I mean, I'm a producer. I never talked to you. We went live together. But I want your honest response. I know it is. I've given methylene, our best methylene blue, to dozens of people on there. They've all had incredible experiences. James O'Keefe got better vision from it, which is actually in studies. Helps with glaucoma, you name it. But I only learned who you were like 4 or 5 days ago. I guess you've been doing something before. You repeat what you said earlier for people that are tuned in now, because it's a plug, but it's also amazing. Methylene blue is like iodine, but even above that, in the pineal gland, in all the cells, your electrochemical cleaning out your cells. It's amazing. You're saying you went from what you were doing before, which is pretty good. I looked up some of it, to these amazing new viral videos, literally off of ultramethylene blue. I didn't know that. I said, hey, how'd you wake up? How'd you? Oh, I'm a big fan. Listen to yours. Got your methylene blue. I mean, that's nice of you to say. I believe it's true, but people need to hear this. So give us your take your time on this methylene blue experience you had, Joseph Pepperoni.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask any one of my friends. I tell them every day. I tell them methylene blue, man, methylene blue, take it. Like 2 or 3 months ago, I started taking methylene blue, and it gave me way more energy, and my brain fog went away, and I was like able to connect dots. Like I don't know, it worked for me like really well. So this is the one supplement, and I've tried many supplements, like a lot. This is the one thing that now I just take every day because it's changed my life. So like, and you could see like, my videos are like, you could see they're going more viral. Methylene blue. I honestly am that serious. Like it does something. Like I feel like they should give methylene blue to kids that have ADHD in school. They should put a little bit of this instead of Adderall. Like, because I that's what I think. I think this is the healthier approach to it.
So, but you specifically, so studies. You got our methylene blue. I mean, go back to your story. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, no. So like, I'm saying, I know there's not like studies on the ADHD side of it and all that, but I'm saying from my personal experience, like I think that, and from talking to my friends too, who I've got them to try it, this is like, they say like they've had more vivid dreams, and me too. I've had way more vivid dreams because of this. And then we feel like it's detoxifying our pineal gland. That's what I think. I think
and
I'm
you
like
specifically, because you talked about it quickly earlier. Did you try ours, or you're saying you just heard me talk about it?
Yeah. No, I heard RFK Jr. talk about it, and then you were talking about it. So I was like, all right. And I told you, I watch you every day. I have you on loop. Like when I go to sleep, it's on my iPad, just looping. Like, no joke. So I ordered yours, and I tried, like, that's when I first tried it. And then I was like, whoa, this is legit. And then you could, like, I'm telling you, ask any one of my friends, they'll tell you the same thing. They'll be like, he's, this guy is the meth guy.
Well, I mean, I know this, and that doesn't mean methamphetamine. Meth just means it's been transferred or been souped up. My medical doctor 6 years ago owns a bunch of clinics around the state. He tested my genetics, says you have an issue. Your mitochondria operates at 100%. That's very rare, he said. But also, 2.5 of your 4 genes for transference of energy in your cells is broken in the oxygen process. I'm not a scientist, what he said. So he said, just get USP grade. Well, I got it. Didn't really feel anything. My wife liked it. Other brands. We tried 5 or 6 brands. But then our sponsor came and said, hey, try this. We got a really good medical grade. They supply it to the medical facilities for the surgeries they do to track arteries and things. Try this. And the crew's like, oh, this is incredible. We got to try it. For like a month, I don't try it. I'm like, okay, yeah. I finally try it. Boom. Ours is so good. And so if somebody else has got a better one, I want to know about it. I want to get them as a supplier. But it really is amazing, and it funds our operation. And, you know, the establishment does not like it. It's been around for 130 years, and it's incredible. But not all methylene blue is the same. People need to understand that. It's not just a textile dye. That's not what it was invented for. Yes, it's a great dye as well, but it's just game-changing and quite frankly, scary. And maybe 1 out of 100 don't feel it. Most people have dramatic effects. Some people think they're going crazy on it. So everybody needs to talk to your physician before you take it, and you need to take a very small amount of it, in my opinion, when you first take it. You can't take it if you're on SSRIs, things like that, because it's very powerful. We have a sale that ends next Tuesday. Buy one bottle of the liquid or the capsules and get a second bottle free at theauctionstore.com. All right, Joseph Pepperoni, we got to go to break. 5 more minutes, and then Kyle Serafin, the very respected, super accurate FBI whistleblower, is joining us on the Crossfire Hurricane, Obama treason revelations, where he sees that going, this new strike force in the Justice Department to go after him, what's going to happen, what's his prediction, Trump trying to cover up Epstein, why that happened. Serafin has really been super accurate. That's coming up. But we're going to break here, 5 more minutes with Joseph Pepperoni. But Joseph, how do people find your work?
You could just check out my my X page. X is that's where I post everything. Whenever I release a video, I put it right on there first. So that's the best way to stay in contact.
And they find you at _ Joey Pepperoni.
Yes, yeah, Joey Pepperoni.
By the way, that sounds like a really good Italian restaurant. I'm serious.
Yeah, maybe we'll open one up.
I would pull into Joey Pepperoni. Can you imagine the pepperoni in there? All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.